The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Excuse me.
Well, howdy there. You talking to me?
Yeah, listen. We're kind of lost.
You sure? Well, folks don't end up out here unless they want to. But did you come up for the ice fishing then?
No, we're trying to get to the Super Bowl, and I think I took a wrong turn.
Oh, boy, the Vikings almost made it to the Super Bowl.
Come on, we're really in a hurry.
That would have been great. Did you see that catch there by that Stephon Diggs up there against the,
Come on. We really got to go.
I know. Sorry, once I get to thinking about something, I kind of get hung up on it till I remember. You know how it
is? Yeah, I guess, but look, we're really in a hurry.
What do you got in there? A tour group or something?
No, this is the New England Patriots defense. I have to get them to the stadium as soon as possible. So please, can you tell me which way to go?
Hey there, bud.
Oh, hey, Bob. I say, who was it the Vikings beat in the playoffs?
Wait, this year?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, come on, fellas. I really don't have time for this.
Who's this?
Oh, he's some bus driver. Got a tour group in there from someplace trying to get to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl? Hey, better hurry. The game's already started.
God damn it, I knew it.
Oh, hey.
Whoa, Hater, come on now. It's Sunday, don't you know?
Gee. Right,
sorry, look, I gotta get to the stadium. How do I get to the stadium?
Oh, Falcon.
What?
That's who beat the Vikings.
Come on.
Or that's who the Vikings beat.
Oh, yeah, boy, that's Stephon Diggs. Oh, that was such a great play, yeah. Wasn't it there?
Boy, he went way up there, really, didn't he? What a great play.
Oh, forget it.
Hey, he's going the wrong way.
Oh, he'll figure.
Hum hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, stop it.
That's the way I'm
You like that?
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. Hold on. With Scrumble?
This is football.
I'm at it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Nine seconds left. Eagles by eight. Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps up, he's hit, he stumbles, he is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around, and incomplete, and the game is over! The game is over! The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions! Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you! Let the celebration begin!
It took me 5 days to get over the nausea, and now I hear it, and it brings it all back, and I think I'm going to throw up again.
This is for you, brought to you by the good people at Budweiser Beer.
Honest to God. It is one of the worst things that could happen. This whole century sucks so far. I got to tell you, it sucks so far. Joe Sturr has been having a ball. All of our Eagle fans have been having a ball all over our Facebook page.
Wow.
It's like they're just... They're just skeeting all over our fucking page.
And
he put up the picture of the DVD the other day and wanted to know when was the last time we got a DVD, making obvious reference to the fact that the technology hadn't even been invented the last time either one of our teams won the Super Bowl. So I told him that my last team's Super Bowl highlight reel was an actual ViewMaster reel. Remember that little toy you had when you were a kid? Oh, fuck. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, Tom. This is a fucking horrible day. This is the worst show we've ever done.
It's a nightmare I can't wake up from.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, it's just terrible. And, of course, the Eagle fans, they won with such class and distinction. You got to really give it up to them, man. I mean, they were able to show us that why all these years we freaking laughed at them. Well, you know, we were just wrong. Yeah, right. Well, see, all you Eagle fans, okay, that are listening to us right now, for one, all you Eagle fans that are listening to us right now, congratulations, because you guys are all right, and I like you guys. But now you see why we've been laughing at you for so long, right? You just wait till like a Bengals fan comes up and says anything to you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, when they,
now
they,
you know.
They say, well, we won our division. Well, we were in the playoffs. Yeah, now, and that's what right. I said. That's what I said on the last show. I said, well, if they win it, at least they will understand why we laugh, because they thought they had won something before.
Right.
You know.
Well, now you know. So. Holy shit, do they know? Did you see how many people showed up at that party? Holy
oh, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 323. And coming up, Kobe Bryant is an Eagles fan. Kevin Hart is an Eagles fan. A horse shit eater is an Eagles fan. The genie in the lamp is an Eagles fan. The whole damn country outside of Boston, New York, Dallas, and Washington are stupid Eagles fans, and it makes me sick, John.
Sick. These people are turncoats. Did you see? This is how it goes, Tom. It's the cult of personality. The most evil, disgusting, horrible empires
all right.
rise
all right.
in this kind of shit.
All right, hold on 1 second. I gotta do this, John. I gotta do this. Hold on. I gotta do this. Right. I gotta say this.
All right. Are we good? Go ahead.
To
this
the Eagles.
Be cathartic.
To the Eagles and their fans.
Ugh.
Congratulations.
Ugh.
And I mean that genuinely.
Ugh.
Welcome to the club.
Ugh.
You have a world championship that nobody can ever, ever take away from you.
Wait, Goodell could.
No, he can't.
Well, you're right. Nope. Maybe he can't.
Nobody can ever, ever take it away from you. Congratulations. Ugh. Now you're no longer the bitch of the NFC East. Every
they still
team,
are,
every
with
team,
one in, little pinky ring.
Okay, you can't do that, John. Every team in the division. It's the only division in the NFL. Every team has a Super Bowl championship. And there. I mean, I got to give it up to them, man. They were an amazing team all year long. They lost the friggin' MVP of the league, Carson Wentz, and they didn't miss a beat. And congratulations, you guys. You got your ring. It's been a long time coming. And
great. Fabulous. Wonderful.
Yeah, I know.
Super.
I know.
Great.
I know.
Wonderful.
I know.
You know. I'm great. You know, I'll tell you what. Tom can say he's speaking for the podcast there, but I'm just going to sit over here and wrinkle up my nose and go, yeah.
Well, hey, look, guess what? Today is the beginning of next season. Fuck the Eagles, man.
Fuck the Eagles. Y'all motherfuckers are already 4 weeks behind.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, God. I just, you know, it's been one of those weeks where you just, you know, it's like a devastation has happened in your life, you know, and no matter what you do to try to take your mind off of it, it inevitably wanders back and that pit in your gut just goes.
I know. All right. Well, so yeah, but like you said, they are 4 weeks behind. I mean, look at what other teams have already done. I mean, the Colts, look at the assistant coaches the Colts have hired.
No shit. And you know, hey, the Eagles have two quarterbacks capable of probably winning a Super Bowl. So fuck them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do now, Eagles? Now you got a quarterback controversy. What are you going to do now?
That's right. Now you got to do it again. The pressure's on. So, ha, ha, ha.
Carson Wentz can't win a playoff game. Ha, ha, ha.
You know, they're going to take this show and they're going to cut everything out up to that. I mean, they're going to cut right from here on and they're going to take that first little bit where you're saying your thing and I'm groaning and moaning and they're going to listen to that forever and ever and ever. It'll put babies to sleep in fucking southeastern Pennsylvania forever.
Let them. That's all right. They got it, man. They got a ring. They earned it. Congratulations. Let them enjoy it. Hell, yeah, what are you going to do? Dude. We can't, like I said, nobody can ever take it away from them, so we can't stop it. It is what it is. They got it.
It is
they
what it is.
They got their ring, man. All right. And you know, the key, of course, was the Tom Brady fumble. That was everything.
You mean the one defensive play of the game, in other words.
Right.
The one defensive play of the game. You know, defense wins championships, Tom. That's what I've heard. And you know, you see it right there.
But even... Because, you know, that interception, there was one, Foles threw an interception, but, man, he put it right on the money. It was deflected, remember?
Right.
It was. Right. And that was the thing. My son was like, where is the defense? And I'm like, you know what, Tyler, I'm watching this game going, I don't think there is any defense for half of what's going on here because both of them were throwing these perfect, amazing passes and the receivers were making these amazing catches.
Right. And, learn the lesson. You don't throw it to the 40-year-old quarterback.
Oh, my God. He was wide open. Jesus.
Did it touch his hands?
Yeah, I thought it did, didn't it?
Catch the fucking ball, pretty boy!
Well, yeah, at least we can make fun of the Patriots, right?
And you know what? I'll bet you if they'd have won, Tom was ready to retire. And now he's like, oh, I don't know.
Boy, I hear
I've got to go out on a high note.
I hear there's big problems with Belichick, man. He may not be back next year. What the hell's that about?
Well, I mean, the dude's getting up on close to 70 years old. There's going to come a day where he's like, you know what? It's just kicking the shit out of everybody is boring. I want to go pick apples. You know, I'm getting tired of this. All right, twice a year I whoop the Bills. Twice a year I whoop the Jets. Twice a year I whoop the Dolphins. Well.
But it would make sense with the whole Josh McDaniels drama that happened.
Oh, it's the only thing that makes sense is if they told Josh McDaniels, look, Bill is going to be on his way out. He's either this year or next year. It might have been this year, except that he lost. And you know, they might have this, like, the emergency plan. No, Bill, you can't retire until you go out on a win. So McDaniels probably got assurances. I'm sure he did.
Right. All right, well, the Brady fumble, let's hear it in Australian radio.
Wider out is Dorsett. Brady stands. Ball knocked out of his hands. Eagles recover. The Eagles get the ball back. The script is flipped. Tom Brady bereft on the turf. It has literally been ripped from his grasp.
Bereft on the turf, John. He's bereft on the turf.
Bereft on the turf there, Tom. Looks like he's gone ahead and had himself a boomer loomer. Right there, right in front of him. You see the defensive end comes around, gets him with the football wanger. Right there.
Oh.
Ball's on the ground. you know what I mean.
Do we have any old chump Tom Brady chopper clips?
Tom Brady chopper clips?
I know we had him talking about Peyton Manning, and he was all amazed that Peyton Manning was a white fella. But, I don't know if we have any old Tom Brady ones, but apparently we do not.
I didn't remember if we ever had anything of him, any of him saying anything about Tom Brady.
I have no idea. We can just make fun of him and say that was him right there doing the Australian radio.
I thought all NFL players were Aboriginals.
No.
Jesus. Resurrected.
Oh, my gosh.
God damn, I'm trying to give you a bit of general conversation.
That's all he's trying to do, John.
We're talking about the game.
You know what? I'm very intelligent.
Sure you are.
He was. He was just very slow in telling you.
You know what I mean. Bow down to me.
Right. That was Tom Brady, bereft on the turf.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's see here. Let's do the call in Japan.
Nah. It was hard to hear this year. They were hard to get. Them, there was, I couldn't find anything of Japanese or Chinese except from this one thing that they had from Deadspin, and they were both obviously like pulled off a satellite AM radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they weren't very good. And obviously what you can tell, the only thing I could really tell you definitively from that clip is because they did not say, wah, wah, we know that means James White to the outside. We've now learned something. We have proven that that's what that phrase means. In Japanese, if you want to go up there and tell people that James White ran to the outside, you just stand on the street corner and go, wah! Right. And now all the Japanese fans over there right there, oh, Tom Brady won Super Bowl again. Oh, no, that's a bad dream. Terrible. All right, what do we got next?
France.
Oh, incroyable.
Eagles, incroyable.
Sacré fumble, incroyable.
Sacré fumble. Sur Tom Brady. La légende à terre assise. Incroyable. Eagles de Philadelphie.
Did he? I mean, come on.
It's a fumble. How hard is it to say fumble? What's the matter with that man's tongue? He has to say fumbu, fumbu, fumbu. It's a fumble. If it's a fumble in my language, it can be a fumble in your language. It's not a fumbu. You're watching football. It's a fucking fumbu. I like the first thing he says, his entire call of the play is, oh.
Tom Brady, and his fumbu. Le sac fumbu. Philadelphia Eagle, pick up football and win game. Victoire. Thank God. New England Patriots, Tom Brady fumbu.
Wow.
Fumbu. Fumbu.
All right.
God damn it. That's what I want to know. Why is your mouth not work? Because it's a fumble.
All right. Let's see here. How about Austria?
Heute geht er raus, der Receiver. Da schaut Brady aber nicht hin. Jetzt da. Oh, oh, haben wir einen Quarterback. Das ist ein Turnover. Die Philadelphia Eagles haben den Ball. Sie haben Tom Brady den Ball abgeklatscht. Und das sitzt da. Das sitzt da und weiß er. Das war's jetzt unter Umständen.
Did he say the sphincter?
Das sitzt da und weiß er.
I don't know what he's saying.
Das sitzt da und weiß er.
That's a sack, I guess. Sitzt auf Weiser.
Das war's jetzt unter Umständen.
Fimbu. The Germans heard that and ran over and invaded the French booth. Jesus. The Germans probably call a fumble something like Arschkafanst.
Das war's jetzt unter Umständen. Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Oh my God, we got a lot of listeners over in Europe that are really probably hating us.
Oh my gosh.
At least with all of us. Oh, you look, we got guys over in Hungary. We got guys in Germany. We got guys in Switzerland. We got guys in Sweden. We do have people in the UK. And we all can agree. The fucking French. What is fumbu? Come on. Fucking French.
Holy crap. All right. We got one more. Oh, Brazil.
Okay.
Aí o Brady numa segunda pra duas. Fumble! Fumble é vida!
Even he can say fumble.
He said fumble, yeah, there you go. He can even give it himself his own accent there. Fumble!
Duas fumble! Fumble é vida! A bola é dos Eagles! Derek Barnett fica com a bola. O primeiro sack do Super Bowl 52 pode ter decidido o campeão da NFL!
Wow!
Wait, what?
What was that? Hold on. Back up. Wait a second.
Field of the NFL!
Wow!
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 If it's anything like half the shit I see on Telemundo, they probably have a marionette that's doing color. And some beautiful woman with giant tits.
Wow! Finalmente, a pressão chega em cima do Brady.
Oh, yeah, another guy who sounds like Greedo.
Yes, well, there you go. Another and now put him against the guy from New Orleans saying, wow, he didn't have the same good taste. He didn't feel as good.
Oh.
No lo puedo creer, Stephon Diggs. Wow.
Touchdown para los vikingos.
Hold on, here's the Brazil guy.
Wow.
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 Oh my God.
That's good. That's pretty good.
All right. See, even the French man, what the hell? Even the Brazilian guy got it. Fumble. It's a fumble.
Yep.
You know, some words, they go from language to language. If that's what the game is calling it, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. Bang Radio Hour around the world.
Yeah, but the Patriots still lost.
It's not even a matter of the Patriots still lost. I'm not depressed that the
Patriots lost. I know. The Eagles won. I know.
But, oh, my God. And you know what? I put a thing up on our Facebook page telling anybody if they wanted to give me the score, the MVP, who scores first, which I got right, by the way, It was Alshon Jeffrey, and a couple other things. And if anybody got him right, I would call him Mr. Nifty all week long. And nobody got it right, so nobody's Mr. Nifty.
Tom Brady, as good a day as he had, man, it was not a good day for him. I mean, he was the first quarterback to throw for 500 yards and three or more touchdowns and no interceptions and lose a game.
Sucks, Tom. I don't know what everybody says he's the greatest for. He fucking stinks.
50th straight game he was favored to win.
And he lost. He sucks.
But he's always favored to win. Week one next year, he'll be favored to win.
Yep, he will be. Yeah. And you know what? I can't even go tongue-in-cheek and say that kind of stuff. But damn, man, how the fuck do you do that? Where the hell were the Patriots' defense at all? Even the pass that they picked off. Even the pass they intercepted.
No, now you sound like Tyler. That's what I'm saying. Dude, did you see those passes and those catches? Foles was putting that ball where there was no way anybody but the receiver could get it, and then some of those catches were unbelievable.
Oh, don't even get it. Philadelphia Eagles, fucking, they suck.
Oh, you know what? You got to admit what they did, man. Sorry.
That's true. That's true. But you know what? You can't get any pressure. You can't make more than – they didn't make one play. I know they got the interception down at the one-yard line, but the fucking receiver smacked it right to him.
I just said that. He put it right on the money, and it was deflected.
Yeah, by himself. Right. It wasn't like his defensive back helped him out or anything like that. It was a mistake.
Right.
So, yeah, I just don't know. They made zero plays all day long. So, and then the Lions hired Matt Patricia, and you know what? Who he looks like? You know who he looks like?
Who?
He looks like fucking Stimpy. You put a fucking beard on Stimpy, and well, you look at his picture, the you know, at his press conference today. He's all cleaned up and shit. He cut his beard off a little bit. He took his hat off, and he's not dressed up like a gigantic fucking tomato. You know, I bet you when he puts on his blue uniform or his blue fucking jacket when he's with the Lions, he's gonna look like that girl from Willy Wonka. He's gonna look like whatever her name was.
Oh my gosh.
The blueberry girl.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remember, but I can't remember her name. I want it all. I want it all.
I want a golden goose. Gooses. Geeses. I want my geese to lay gold eggs for Easter.
It will, sweetheart.
At least 100 a day.
Anything you say.
And by the way,
what?
I want a feast.
You ate before you came to the factory.
I want a bean feast.
What are those?
Cream buns and donuts and fruitcake with no nuts. So good you could go nuts.
You're going to have all those things when you get home.
No, now! I want a ball!
So, yeah. Well, that was Veruca. But anyway.
Oh. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one that drank the blueberry syrup and turned into a big giant blueberry. Veruca Salt, something else happened to her, and then they named a pretty halfway decent band after her.
No, Veruca Salt, she wanted the everlasting gobstopper. She demanded.
It didn't make a blue.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Yes, it did.
Somebody will have to settle this argument for us.
She ate the gobstopper, and it was going through all the flavors, and she was changing all the colors of the flavors. And when it got to blue, she said, that's blueberry, and then she started blowing up.
And she's going to look like Matt Patricia.
Right.
That's going to be, there you go. If anybody wants to see what Matt Patricia is going to look like on his first week press conference, there you go. Watch what they want.
All right. Let's see. And you know, by the way, well, I'll wait till we get to Jason. Kelsey.
Okay. Yeah, Jason was beautiful.
Kevin Hart, he was there on the field at the he was at the post game press conference.
Philadelphia is a great city. I hope this is an example of what we can do. We gave a fuck.
All right, he got to go. Oh God, the world can't handle it. We all heard the word fuck, John. Oh no.
I only heard it about 100 times during the game.
I know.
You know, fuck all. And, you know, the best part about him was, wasn't he trying to get up on the podium when they were giving out the trophy and that big, fat security guy was shoving him around?
Yep.
I saw him on live TV. I kept thinking, damn, is that... damn, if that doesn't look like him.
That was great, man.
Yeah, why not? Go for it. What the fuck? Why not? So what? You got turned away. I wouldn't be embarrassed. Your team won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Yeah.
For the first time. You broke your virginity.
And Bill Belichick can tell you what went wrong.
We weren't able to perform at our best. Obviously, didn't do a good enough job coaching. Missed a lot of opportunities offensively in the first half. Didn't play good enough defense. Didn't play good enough in a kicking game. Just just wasn't quite enough against a good team like Philadelphia.
Oh.
No, but it's Brady's fault. Seriously, he hits that last pass, and everything's great.
But oh, yeah, right. Sure. No
problem. Mr. Greatest of all time. Oh. Yeah, right.
Now, this was one of my favorites. This was Kobe Bryant. His wife got him watching the end of the game. He's from Philly. He's a Philly fan. Okay, he's an Eagles fan. He was hilarious. And the whole time, I want you to think about this. I don't know, did you see the video?
No.
Okay,
no.
The entire time he is holding his baby daughter, and he is up on his feet jumping around. Okay, so he's getting ready to throw deep. Brady is the last play, and Kobe's right. Scared to death it's going to be a touchdown.
Oh my God!
No! 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 Oh, thank God! Oh my God! Yes, we won the fucking Super Bowl. That's it.
Don't scare her, babe.
No, man,
don't spike her.
I know. That's what I was afraid he was going to do. He's holding that kid like a ball, man. The kid's just bouncing around with his dad, and he's got the binky in her mouth, and just, oh my God. It was great,
take
though.
Her by the head and slap it like they do a basketball. They were just smacking the ball. Bap, 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 bap.
But that is so great. I thought that was great because I'm watching Kobe Bryant, who's won, what, 5 rings?
He was just excited for that.
He won 5 championships, and I watched, and you see him celebrate on the court and everything. You see them in the parade. But look at that. A 5-time world champion, man, just like any other little kid watching their favorite team win some other completely different championship, man, just giggling and goofy like any other true fan.
Look, the NFL's in decline, Tom. Just face it. The ratings are down, the seats are up. Dude, did you see the parade? 4 million fucking people.
Oh, it was nuts.
That's crazy.
Man. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, it was crazy. Now, I'm not talking about the destruction in the streets after the game, which was kind of ridiculous.
Oh, it was nuts.
It was stupid. Everybody knows. Why the fuck you do that kind of stupid shit? But they do it in a lot of cities when that kind of shit happens. They did it when the Lakers won, I remember, a couple of times.
Dude, they did it at Ohio State one year back when we could never beat Michigan, and we finally did. They were burning cars on High Street and shit. It was nuts.
I'll tell you what, my favorite one that I saw, they pulled down a fucking streetlight, right? They pulled down a streetlight, and this poor streetlight, this fucking thing is laying in the ground, and they're all walking up and kicking it like it's some poor guy that they found dead on the street, and they're just kicking him. And it's a streetlight. It's like, what, did it turn yellow on you or something? What happened? What made you so mad? They're all kicking it. It's like, goddamn, what the fuck? Okay, you got it down. Now what? You're going to hurt it? It's a streetlight.
Man. Yeah, they were.
This is stupid.
They were setting fires and pushing over cars, and even though the poles were greased up, somehow they were climbing. There were people. They had, they had the horses. They had, police are on horses. It's the easiest way for them to get around and all that crap. So I don't know if one of the Eagles fans said he must have made some agreement that if the Eagles won, he'd eat horse shit. But by God, there they were.
Let's get it!
He's eating it. That's him screaming too at the end. He didn't want to touch it. Okay. So he bent down.
Of course not. You don't want to get your hands dirty, Tom.
He bent down and just went down like it was a dog bowl on the ground. It was real horse shit. And he went down and put it in his mouth. And he gets up and he's open. He's got his mouth open. You can see it in his mouth. And he's screaming. And I'm like, my God, what the hell are you doing, dude?
Dude, y'all have been eating shit for 52 fucking years, and you're going to do it then?
Stop.
I'm serious. Oh, my God. You know what? This is why nobody likes you, Philly fans. All right? Just because you get drunk and do stupid shit.
All right. Well, let's talk about Jason Kelce.
Yes, please. The best part of all of this is Jason Kelsey.
He really was. Here he was. He's in a mummer's costume. He looks like I said, a genie from a lamp.
Yeah, he looks like a caliph in one of the old freaking Disney cartoons about the Middle East.
All right, so we got, before we get to his speech, I wanted to play the stuff he said as the parade was getting started, because he was out on the street running up and down singing with fans.
Right.
And so WAWA-TV is showing him live, and you can hear him. And this was one of the funniest things I saw out of all of this, John, and I can't, I'm going to explain what happens. If you didn't see it, you need to go find this video, because it's so damn funny to watch. But listen.
No lies, cause we don't care. We're for feeling, fucking feeling. No one likes us. We don't care. No one likes us. No one likes us. No one likes us. We don't care. We're the Eagles, fucking Eagles. No.
Okay, now I don't know if you realize what happened there. All right, okay. I'm going to let you hear him. He drops the F-bomb. The news reporter had come up, had the microphone right up to his face, and he drops the F-bomb. And I'm not stopping it. When you hear everything go quiet, dude, that's not
we're
me.
We're a podcast. You can call it fuck. He says fuck.
Oh, I know. Right. Okay.
We're the Eagles, fucking Eagles. No.
Okay, now the video's still playing, and then it comes back. All right. So what happened when you're watching the video? And you're in the reporter's got the mic right up to him. He's singing that, and he goes, "We're the Eagles, fucking Eagles." And at right at that point, the news cuts off, and all you see is a still picture of the skyline of Philadelphia. It's like, oh my God, he cussed. Cut away, and so they all there is the skyline, and that's all you see for that couple seconds, and then they go right back. So it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He said the word already. Well, you're cutting away. He already said the word, and you're going to cut to this picture.
You got to make an effort so they can look at the FCC and say, look, we tried.
Now, how long am I going to sit? I'm going to sit here and look at this picture. This is ridiculous. And now,
we're the Eagles, fucking Eagles. No.
And now the picture's there, and now it's back.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
They accomplished nothing by doing that.
Shit, dude. In the parade, at the end, when they got up to the steps, and he all of them, 4 million people, he led all of them in singing that song.
Oh, I know. It was great. But then there he was on Rocky steps.
Yep. The Kelsey steps now. They got a real person they can put a statue
That's
of up there.
Right.
And he'll be dressed like a gigantic fruit. Please, Philly. Oh, you know what, Philly? That would make this whole thing just so great. If you go ahead and put a statue of Jason Kelsey dressed like that up on the steps of the fucking art museum.
Yes, and then on the inscription on the statue, it says, Philadelphia, get your history straight and your nightlife gay.
I would put that, you know what, I'd put no one likes us, we don't care.
Right. Which is ridiculous, because the whole damn country was rooting for Philadelphia.
I know. It is ridiculous, and we don't like you because you turn right around and videotape yourself eating shit. We can't feel good for you. We're all fucking retching because one of you ate shit and put it on YouTube.
All right. Well, nothing else that happened at the parade or anybody else who spoke mattered. The only thing that mattered was Jason Kelsey of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm going to take a second to talk to you about underdogs. Doug Peterson. When Doug Peterson was hired, he was rated as the worst coaching hire by a lot of freaking analysts out there in the media.
Yeah.
This past offseason, some clown named Mike Lombardi told him that he was the least qualified head coach in the NFL.
Called him out.
You saw a driven Doug Peterson, a man who went for it on fourth and down.
He went for it on fourth and down, John.
Fourth and down. So now we have first and down and fourth and down. Has there been some kind of a shift? This is like one of those Berenstain Bears things, isn't it, Tom? This is one of those tiny shifts that has happened that says the world is different.
First and down.
The Eagles have won the Super Bowl. Donald Trump is president. There's Berenstain Bears. And fourth and down, first and down, second and down. What the fuck is all of that?
Went for it on fourth and down.
First and down.
This is a double after situation.
It's a double after situation, John. What are you going to do?
What it is. Before you know it, Tom, next year we're going to have Joe Buck and Troy in the booth going, what do you think there? Troy looks like a FUMBU.
Went for it on fourth and down in the Super Bowl with the trick play. He wasn't playing. Playing just to go mediocre. He's playing for a Super Bowl. And it don't stop with him. It does not stop with him. Jason Peters was told he was too old. Didn't have it anymore. Before he got hurt, he was the best freaking tackle in the NFL.
Wait a minute. Which time before? Which time he got hurt?
And
right.
He was told he didn't have it. Stephen Wisniewski ain't good enough. Jason Kelsey's too small. Late Johnson can't lay off the juice. Brandon Brooks has anxiety.
Wait, what is he? Can't lay off the juice?
Yeah, well, he's either a drunk or he's got needles.
Stephen Wisniewski ain't good enough. Jason Kelsey's too small. Late Johnson can't lay off the juice.
Late Johnson
Brandon
can't
Brooks
lay off the
has
juice.
Anxiety. Carson Wentz didn't go to a Division I school. Nick Foles don't got it. Corey Clement's too slow. The Garrett ain't got it anymore. Jay and John can't stay healthy. Torrey Smith can't catch. Nelson Aguilar can't catch.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz can't block. Brent Celek's too old. Brandon Graham was drafted too high. Vinny Curry ain't got it. Bo Allen can't fit the scheme. Michael Thomas can't fit the scheme. Nigel Bradham can't catch. Jalen Mills can't cover. Patrick Robinson can't cover. It's the whole team. This entire organization with a bunch of driven men to accomplish something. We're a bunch of underdogs.
He listens to us, Tom.
And you know what I'm
doing? What's that?
I think he listens to this show because we said all that shit.
Right.
And you know what underdogs is? It's a hungry dog. And okay. Jeff Stalin has had this in our building for 5 years. It's a quote in the O-line room that has stood on the wall for the last 5 years. Hungry dogs run faster.
Well, John, we got to get more dogs.
Morons eat horse shit.
What?
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Right.
The hungry ones at that. Starve them. God damn it.
And that's this team. Bottom line is, we wanted it more. All the players, all the coaches, the front office, Jeffrey Lurie, everybody wanted it more. And that's why we're up here today, and that's why we're the
We made one defensive play.
And that's why we're up here today, and that's why we're the first team in Eagles history to hold that freaking trophy. You know who the biggest underdog is? It's y'all, Philadelphia. For 52 years, y'all have been waiting for this. You want to talk about underdog? You want to talk about a hungry dog? For 52 years, you've been starved in this championship. You wanted us. No one liked this team. No analyst liked this team to win the Super Bowl, and nobody likes our fans. And you know what? I've just heard one of the best chants this past day, and it's one of my favorite, and it's new, and I hope y'all learn it, because I'm about to drop it right now. You know what I got to say to all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done? What my man Jay Ajay just said. Fuck you!
Can Roger Goodell fine him for that? I don't think so.
I should hope not. For one, he's certainly not in uniform.
Right.
I should hope he can't fine him for that. I mean, come on. You know, really, when the Browns finally win one, well, we'll all be dead. We won't know what happens.
Wow!
Right. But see, that gives everybody hope. See, this is what I've been trying to say, Tom. This has been my message that I've been trying to spread since the Eagles made the playoffs. Hope is good. You have the audacity to hope and to show up dressed like that.
The message I try to send to players across the league...
He's on house arrest. He couldn't even go.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, hell, man. I'll tell you what. Some of those pictures from the parade were pretty goddamn awesome as to how many people were down there. And there was a bunch of people that I know listen to us were down there. I'm not sure if I think Bandit Max went down there. Anybody went down there wants to send us any pictures. I hope you turned on your phone and got some good audio of some stupid shit.
Send us something, for God's sake.
Yeah, this is something, you know, it's not so time sensitive that we can't talk about it later.
All right, Eagles fans, you got over half the show. You got your congrats, and it was genuine. I meant it. So there, now we're moving on.
Thank God.
On to the new season.
That's right.
But
that's right.
Until you are eliminated from the postseason, you are the defending world champions.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to remind you anymore. So fuck off. It's now 2019 as far as I'm concerned where that goes.
2019?
Well, 2018. Well, the next Super Bowl's in 2019.
Right.
Right. So there you go.
All right. By the way, Adam Schefter, who's...
Yes.
Who's usually right.
He is usually right, he's very short.
And he said that the Washington Redskins will consider placing the franchise tag on Kirk Cousins in order to sign and trade him.
All right. Let me lay this out in a way that even the most mongoloid Eagle fans that have been drunk all week can understand.
That's all right. Nobody cares, John.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that part of the week this week when you were so fucking wasted that you thought sticking a toothpick up your dick hole was a good idea, you considered it and then thought it was stupid and didn't do it. So, honestly, if the Redskins do something like that, oh my God, then I will give you a rant. I will sound like Jason Kelsey, and I will say quite a lot of fuck-ems.
Well, if they put the tag on him and then signed him to a contract and then traded him for, like, 2 first-round picks or something...
That would be great, but that ain't going to happen because, for one, the only way that it's going to happen is if one of these teams that are going to go in the running for him figures that, okay, this is the only way we can guarantee that we're going to get him. So we're going to go ahead and give you what the tag value would be, which is freaking stupid. It's crazy money. All right. So, and Cousins would have to play along. They could do a sign and trade, and Cousins could go, you know what, whatever deal you work out with the Redskins, or let me whisper in your ear, God said to me that whatever deal you work out with the Redskins, just hang up the phone and call me back, and I'll sign it with you and fuck them. You know, or I'll just sign the tag right away, and they can't do anything in free agency because all of a sudden I'm tying up $30 million of your fucking cap.
From what I understand, his number one destination, what he wants, is the Vikings.
That's what I hear. I don't know why the Vikings would drop Case Keenum. I really don't.
All three of their quarterbacks, I believe, are free agents.
Keenum just took him to the NFC Championship. You know what?
But I think he's a free agent, and I think all of them are.
Well, I'll tell you what. He should get himself a deal, but stick around, buddy. You know, you just showed you got there with a team that you're there with. Go again.
Well, and you know, he could go there and then Washington could get themselves a backup so that when your new quarterback, Alex Smith, gets hurt, then you'll have Sam Bradford. You won't have to worry.
That's pretty funny you said new quarterback, Alex Smith. That's what he sounds like when he's ready to throw a pass.
Let's move on before John jumps off a cliff. Yes, really. All right, so Chad Johnson. We haven't heard anything about Chad Johnson for quite a while.
Is it officially back to Johnson, or is he still Ocho Cinco?
No, he's Chad Johnson.
All right, because he probably doesn't want Trump throwing him out of the country.
Well, Chad was in the neighborhood.
Okay. Chad was in the... It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor?
No, he went to Applebee's. He was in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Yeah, you know, the neighborhood.
I'm going to get me some riblets.
Hey, they got a 2 for $20. They got two dinners for $20.
2 for $20 riblets, and look at this. What kind of cut of steak is this? The Applebee cut.
So this is not a negative story because you know Chad went to pay for his meal. His bill was $61, and they got this tablet they bring out now. This tablet payment system, and you just put your tip in. You just type in the amount of your tip into the tablet. Right. And it's got a little arrow. You can just click the arrow to make your tip go up.
Right.
Well, he just kept hitting it. He just kept hitting it because he wanted to see how high it would go. He couldn't believe it had no limit. And I'm thinking, well, what we... It's a tip. They're going to let you give them whatever you want. So he just kept hitting it. He ended up giving the girl a 342% tip, $207 tip on a $61 bill.
He could have gotten a lap dance. He could have made it rain proper, but I guess he was doing it the gentlemanly way.
Could have got a lap dance.
You know what? Those riblets are the worst goddamn things in the world. I think probably about 20 years ago I ordered a set of those. It's probably one of the last times I ever went to Applebee's. And they are like shaved pieces of rib bone with like tiny hunks of meat attached to them. It's like eating bone chips that you have to spit the bone chip back out of. And I mean chips. So maybe what he should have done was order the tablets. So that when they brought him the bill, he could have just kept pushing the riblet that they gave him and gotten all kinds of sauce all over his fingers, but he wouldn't have had to pay. The downside is you have to eat a handheld device.
Well, here he is talking about it.
I'm leaving the tip, and this is pretty cool at Applebee's. You can just keep going. I never knew this. What's your name?
Kirsten.
My server name is Kirsten.
Kirsten, dummy.
Did you guys know that they have these machines at Applebee's? Wait, I'm at Applebee's, right? Yeah, Applebee's. It's still going.
It's not going
to
stop.
It's here. It keeps going, seriously?
It'll keep going, yeah.
All right, cool. When my finger gets, when my finger cramps, that's when I'll stop.
Yeah. Well, as nice as that is, wait, I'm going to go this way.
Wait, that's, wait, let's make sure it goes through.
Are you serious now?
It worked?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it worked.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
He made her day, man.
Hell yeah, probably made her freaking week, that's for sure. Especially now that the wonderful administration has rolled back the rules and it left it up to the employers as to whether or not they just want to take your tips and keep them.
Right.
Good Jesus. God, man.
Oh, what the hell?
Chad Johnson's probably sitting there going, you know, if I got a job here, I'm entertaining. I could probably get some 300% tips a lot. Where is he working these days?
Chad?
Yeah, Chad.
Is he working?
Chad? My God, that's a long way to go. Did he join the Peace Corps?
Is he working?
I don't know. You said he was in Chad.
Oh. All right. Let's move on because I got a couple things here I want to get to before we get to email and...
All right.
And it's regarding this survey. Oh, my God. This is so great. People.
Okay.
People crack me up, man.
Well, that's why we have a show.
I mean, sometimes you feel superstitious about things, but I don't really believe in any of this crap. But, you know, fun. Ticketmaster conducted a survey on fan behavior at sporting events, and they asked 1,000 fans how they thought their behaviors impacted games.
Well, wait, let me guess. Ticketmaster found out that they can charge an even higher service fee.
What?
That's what they discovered. Hey, wow, look, these people will pay anything we ask.
No, but they did discover that more than 90% of NFL fans say the crowd in the stadium can sometimes or always does influence the outcome of the game.
I tell you what, it can definitely sway a game. It can definitely sway plays because... You're all part of a body. You're one piece of 70,000 people. If everybody yell, if all you act is one, definitely you think you can definitely impact the game. Especially like if y'all charge the field. Everybody fucking runs to the field. They'll probably have to call the National Guard in to get you people out of there.
Over 50% of fans say cheers and chanting influence the outcome of the game. And nearly 40% say a combination of cheers, face paint, costumes and dancing are most likely to influence the outcome of the game.
It sounds a lot to me like some devil worship going on up there, Tom, which would lead me to really want to stay away from that. Plus, I do believe that chanting can affect the game, because just think about it. Let's say Knuckles Pizzarelli and his friend Johnny Goobot, they get some front row seats so they can chant things like, hey, Mr. Quarterback, we got your mother. She's with one of our friends. If you ever want to fumble on the next play, if you ever want to see her again.
Hey, I heard at the Vet, the old Vet where the Eagles used to play, Veterans Stadium, that in the 700 levels there were some pentagrams. I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Pentagrams?
Pentagrams.
Probably for a Rush concert.
Devil worship.
Right. Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, if the devil showed up there, they went, hey, this guy's red, and they dump beer all over him.
All right. Let's see. That last response came from four times more men than women saying dancing and costumes can influence the outcome of the game.
I would say so. That's why you do you ever see women get naked and run out on the field?
Right.
No, it's men that do that shit.
So there have been
a little jock sock or something. They give you a costume.
There's been a couple instances with women doing stuff like that. I don't think in the NFL.
The kissing bandit, I guess.
40% of NFL fans say they are superstitious, and 30% believe their game day rituals, their specific rituals and superstitions, influence the outcome of a game.
I'm telling you what, Tom. I want to go ahead and tell everybody that's out there that is absolutely 100% false, because it's my game day rituals that influence the game. That's kind of the whole crux of the goddamned argument, isn't it?
Right.
So 40% of these fans should be fist fighting because, motherfucker, you were the one that caused him to throw that interception. Your ritual was wrong.
Right.
Right. Hey, but I do believe, I'm telling you, you get your toe, it itches, right? And, oh, a touchdown pass before you scratch your toe.
Oh, God.
Right. So you're going to sit there with your toe itching. You're not going to take your shoe off and scratch your toe because, hey, they scored a touchdown. And if they score another touchdown, God damn it, you'll let a goddamn bug crawl up your leg. I'm telling you. And if you don't, you're not a true fan.
10% of millennials say they would be willing to give up their job to see their team play in the Super Bowl. Guess what? The other 90% of millennials would be willing to give up their job to take a nap.
Jesus Christ. You know what? These are the kids that are ruining this country. I'll tell you what. 90%. Back in our day, boy, if they said the Super Bowl of your job, we lined up for the game.
Oh, my God. That's great. Oh, my God. 13% of these people said they would sacrifice a hand.
All right. Now, does it specify their own hand? Because I'd probably specify a few hands. You know, I'd sacrifice a few hands if I could get to go to a Redskins Super Bowl game. But not necessarily mine.
Oh, my gosh. Those must be Browns fans.
I could sacrifice a Browns fan's hand if I could go to the Redskins game in a Super Bowl. That'd be nice. I'm not doing anything next February.
All right. What do we got for email?
All right. Let's see what we got here for email. We have an email from Henry Chance. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. No, he's not. This is like his 50th email. Anyway, he's an Eagle fan, long-suffering Eagle fan. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird. Oh. He's wearing a Super Bowl ring. You were right. It's so great when Eagle fans have hope. But to be fair, it wasn't a perfect season. Watching our third-string scrubs lose a meaningless game to the Cowboys really hurt. And I guarantee you, we will torch Coach Peterson's home or a nearby Wawa to teach him a lesson. That's what, when you said WAWA-TV, you don't have Wawa where you are, do you?
I don't know.
That's a mid-Atlantic thing, man. So that's like the big, gigantic, huge coffee barn fucking gas station convenience store that everybody loves. Everybody loves their coffee. So yeah, I saw Wawa-TV. You saw WAWA. All right, Henry says, now I know that the Cowboys have 5 trophies and that the Redskins, if they borrow a couple from the Giants. So no one's taking that away from you. And maybe you'll win the big game this century, too. But for now, we will enjoy watching our foals haul the Wentz wagon into the long-prophesied Doug Dynasty. Oh, God, the Doug Dynasty. F you guys, you're spot on bookie tips and your excellent podcast. So thank you, Henry Chance. Congratulations to you. And to Ben Boyce and to Diamond Joe. I think he's an Eagle fan. I think he lives up that way anyway. All you guys, Joe Sturr, Bandit Max, all you guys out there that are Eagle fans that listen to this show, yay for you. Yay for you. In fact, I'll even say it to Colin Hardy, longtime listener Colin Hardy. You remember that name?
Yeah. Oh, Colin, yes.
Right. We this guy's been listening to us since he first started sprouting pubes.
Right.
Right, so eat your heart out, you cocksuckers, says Colin Hardy.
Way to go, Colin. Good job, Colin. Congrats, man.
So this is what it feels like.
I don't know why I'm saying good job, Colin. He didn't do anything.
Well, it seems like he did. He says, this is what it feels like. I just turned 21, and I'm going to go party so hard, I just want to wrap this up by saying thank you. Thanks for ripping on us so hard whenever we lose in the playoffs from the first episode until now.
Yep.
Otherwise, this wouldn't feel as sweet.
E-A-G-L-E-S-P-S.
Remember when the Eagles lost to the Panthers and you did that cartoon and played out the Eagles' chance and spelled out losers? Yeah, fuck you no more. Damn, they hold a grudge, Tom. Holy fuck. What was that, like 10 years ago?
Wow. I love it.
All right. You know, he's probably, he's been sitting there through fucking literature class listening to somebody talk about Beowulf, and he's writing on his notebook, fucking banging his goddamn, all these, fuck that asshole with those fucking eagle chant.
But now so you know. You go, Colin. Now you know, Colin. Now you know how it really feels.
Yes, you do. You know how it really feels. Okay, Tom, we have one here from Tom Brady. Oh, Tom Brady wrote. Again, that's nice. This is the third week in a row. Tom Brady writes, so everyone hates me, huh? Everyone is laughing because I threw for 500 yards and lost? Well, fuck you. I'm still the GOAT, and you're all nothing but a bunch of annoying little passants. he spelled it phonetically to make sure I said it. Yeah, he spelled it piss with a dash A-N-C-E. I get it. Yeah, way to go, whoever you are that's writing these Tom Brady emails. I'm going to go to Italy to go nude sunbathing with my supermodel wife and forget all about this. See you next year, bitches. All right, so Tom Brady, he's not salty at all, is he?
Jeez.
Anyway, that's all I got.
All right, got one here, question for a character.
All right.
This is interesting.
Okay. Have I done this guy before?
I think you've done Josh McDaniels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, dude. I did, like, I did two cartoons with Josh McDaniels.
Right, right.
Yeah. One of the last ones I ever did was Josh McDaniels in his bedroom playing video games.
Well, Alexander in Virginia wants to ask Josh McDaniels why he jilted the Colts at the altar.
Dude, how come I did what? Dude,
jilted the Colts.
No homo, dude. I mean, come on, bro. Not cool.
Okay, easy. Why didn't you take the Colts job, the head coaching job?
Because fuck them, that's why.
a bunch of
goddamn punks, that's why. Hey, me and my bros, dude, we were drinking some brews and we was chilling after we beat the Steelers. And I got drunk and my bro Todd called up the Colts and told him he was my agent and I was interested. Oh, dude, it was hilarious. I tell you what, I laughed so hard, beer came out of my nose, and I thought that they heard me, but they didn't. That made us laugh even harder.
Well, okay, but what about the assistant coaches? Who they are? You know, these guys made arrangements. They're leaving jobs they had, moving to Indianapolis to be on your staff, and you're not. There's no staff. Dude, what?
That was my bro, Cody. Dude, he's hilarious. He's got like 20 voices he does, dude. He called up. He was every one of those guys. He had Ursay going around in circles. It was fucking hilarious. So now, you know, I never wanted to go to Indianapolis, dude. Hell no.
Is Belichick out? Are you going to be the new coach of the Patriots?
Hey, look, the old man's going to have to, he's going to have to go sometime. But I didn't say that, dude. So go Patriots.
Jesus Christ.
Woo!
All right, last week, John took the plunge. I did not bet. John said Patriots -4.5. John lost.
Fucking Eagles. They let me down all the time.
I will say this. You did say that Gronk would have 7 catches for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yes, I did.
He had 9 catches for 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. That was pretty damn close.
Did I say that?
Yep.
When did I say that?
Last week.
I said that?
About Gronk.
Oh, that must have been when I was when I had missed time there. I don't know. Sometimes I just go into these trances and these gigantic beings from up in the astral plane talk through me.
Okay.
That's right. God did. He did. Somebody asked me what the hell God said that the final score was going to be. And if really that was what the question was, then God, of course, would say it was going to be 41 to whatever it was, 41 to 33. What the hell ever it was.
I want to see Kirk Cousins in Cleveland.
That's fine by me. I'd like to see Kirk Cousins practically anywhere. But, you know, he ain't going to be here. So go to the Jets. You know, I don't give a fuck. Go to the Broncos. I don't give a fuck. Don't go to the Cardinals. That's the one place because that's the NFC. Big deal. Go in the AFC all you want. Yeah, go to the Browns. Let's see what you can do there.
He said he wants to be a Viking. I don't know. We'll see. Well, it doesn't matter, John.
Lots of people want to be a Viking, Tom. Lots of people want to be a fireman, but, you know, not everybody can be.
It doesn't matter, John, because next year, God's very own Dallas Cowboys, baby, go win a Super Bowl. Yee-hoo! Dallas Cowboys! All right!
God dang it. Oh, you know, God dang it. You wanted me to jump in on that there, and I just didn't feel it. I mean, no, God damn it. It's all right. I had done swallowed enough bile this week. All right, so what do you got?
I got nothing.
Nothing? You got any predictions for next year? Any early spots for next year? Anything that tingles your ESP?
The Browns will win a game.
Hello, Cleveland!
It's like I've always said, whoever the hell goes there, their number one goal, if it's Kirk Cousins or whatever, I don't care what kind of contract you sign, your number one goal is to be the quarterback a year later.
Right.
Ain't anybody really do that for how long? All right, I got a couple of predictions.
All right.
Number one, brand new quarterback Russell Wilson will lead his new team, the god-awful and hated New York Yankees, to the World Series.
Oh, no. Is he really going to play?
No, he's probably not going to play. He's going to play some minor league ball, but he's a fucking Yankee.
Yep.
So. All right, I do have an early NFC prediction, and this is for real, for serious. Jimmy Garoppolo is for real, I think, and so is Kyle Shanahan. The 49ers are going to be a big story next year, Tom, and at least one team in the NFC Championship game is going to come from the NFC West. Mark it down. They could put three teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, here's my AFC prediction. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Chargers will win the West. They will make the playoffs. Phillip Rivers will get his clock clean in the first round, and he'll retire.
Okay, I can see that happening exactly like that.
There you go. There you go. Bankstradamus has spoken.
Who knows? Who knows? All right, so here's the deal. You know, we're going to do shows at least once a month in the off season, but you won't have to wait that long because we're going to be back in a couple weeks. You know why?
Why? Right, the opening ceremony is now. It's starting right now.
Actually, it was at 6 o'clock this morning, but they're replaying it now.
Yeah, that's cool. What's the temperature there? I keep reading these headlines. It says it's
4
so
degrees.
Cold. 4? Because it says it's so cold, it's fucking up skis because the snow is so cold.
Well, isn't that funny? Because at the last Olympics in Russia, it was so warm, they kept postponing ski events because they couldn't keep the snow. The snow kept melting.
Right.
Now it's so damn cold, they can't ski.
I like that, you know, the Russians showed up at the door. What do you mean you won't let us in party?
I know, right.
That's what they did. They did the party crash. They showed up. What do you mean we can't come in? Everybody was like, okay.
Have you seen anything today?
No, I haven't seen anything Olympic today. I'm sorry. I haven't even watched anything sports related today.
I'm sorry. Did you see anything last night?
No.
Oh my,
I know there
God.
Was curling or something last night, right?
No, there was the team men's skating, and they did last night. They did the short program. This was team, not individual.
So float around like those old movies where they all spin in circles and shit.
Well, yeah, they're doing this. They're doing figure skating, men.
Okay, I just, do they all do it at once? That would be fun, like one of those old.
No,
stupid
movies. No, no. They're combining all the scores of all the everybody on the team. Okay, well. Guess who's doing the color commentary?
It's got to be Johnny Ware. That's right. He was on last night.
And Tara Lipinski. Yes.
Oh, I missed it. Oh. All right. We're going to have to make sure. I got to check the schedule to see when they're going to be on.
Well, what you got to do is you got to Google them, you know, and like search it within the past 24 hours or something. Right. Like when you Google it, search this week.
Right.
So that you can see a picture of them together in the friggin' outfit he's wearing and what he has done to his hair. Oh my God.
Did he cut it like Kim Jong-un?
I don't know what you call it, man, but you gotta see it. I wish you'd go look at it right now before we stop. Right,
hang on a second. Let me see. Let me pull up through the magic of the internet. Let me see. Johnny. Oh, so he's got all his hair piled up on top of his head. That's what I'm looking at?
Yeah. Now, it's the one where he's wearing the red sparkly jacket. You see that one?
Yeah, he looks like I want to be a pirate. I'm swashbuckling.
Right. right. You got the picture.
It's not really a pirate suit. It's more like I want to be like a lower level duke.
Oh my god! Wow, just a couple pages, a couple spots down. There's a picture of Kim Jong Un. He does have the hair.
Kim Jong Un is looking at Johnny Weir through his fucking binoculars up on his hill.
Look at her! Look at her! Get her official haircut book. Put this in there.
Oh my god!
He does. He almost looks like he does have the Kim Jong Un. If he just shaved, like, you know, from his from the top of his ears on down.
Then there's another picture. There's another picture of them where he's got this like black vest on, okay, and this fishnet shirt underneath it. And
yeah,
he's
that's
got,
what I saw. Yeah, with the beautiful brooch.
With the, oh yeah,
there it is. Look at it. It's like he's got a robe on.
He got a goofy smile on his face. Are you? Is that
oh,
this?
Look at him.
Yeah. Wow. What
this
is that?
The smile I wear when I have to hold a girl. Hi.
Oh, God, then there's another picture of him. He's in all silver. What is that?
I don't know.
This guy's outrageous, man. He's great.
Okay. He is. He's fantastic. I'm glad that he is as comfortable as he is with himself, because he really wouldn't give a shit that we're looking at him and going, oh, my God.
He was on the best of. Wasn't that great? I love that.
Yeah. He's been on that bit's been on the best of a couple of times. But I like that bit when, you know, he talks about going doing the speed skating.
We have a couple different ones.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll have to call him during these Olympics, see what he's thinking.
Oh, for sure.
There's a picture of him here in a red gown. Oh, my God. What the? That's just.
What the hell's wrong with that boy? God damn.
He's like a New Orleans prostitute.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
John, the Olympics. The Winter Olympics. This is great.
That's what brings back the Olympics. Johnny Weir dressed like a New Orleans harlot.
Oh, we love the Olympics. So, yes, we will be back in a couple weeks with our Olympic coverage.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what. People said to me, oh, but the Russians. And I don't give a shit. If anybody is going to pretend in any way, shape, or form that the Olympics are fair and ever have been, shut up. Because that's one of the best things. We don't cheat as overtly, okay? There might be some instances of individuals cheating, I think, in the American teams. But not like it's a freaking state fucking program where they're going to feed these kids steroids. Now we got the Chinese putting 10-year-olds in the fucking gymnastics. They're 9 years old. Yeah, right. So fine, let the Russians in. It's more fun to beat them when they're cheating.
Save it for the next show.
Okay.
All right. And by the way, in the next show, I'm going to tell you two amazing. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. This is what you call a tease, all right? A cliffhanger.
Ooh,
for the next show. Two amazing Olympic records that were broken before any event ever happened.
Really?
I'll tell you in the next show.
Okay, well, that's a big-time tease. That's a tease.
Yep. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Bang, bang, bang. Yo, yo. Bang, yo, yo. Bang, bang, yo, yo.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Radio.
I
only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh,
oh
my God!
You missed it! You gotta be kidding me!
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God!
Paying a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
On. You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
At Tesco, we can pop our pasta in your Astra, our Red Leicester in your Fiesta, or our mayo in your Mondeo. All you need to do is try click and collect. Just go to Tesco.com, order your shopping, then click and collect. With the minimum basket spend now only £25. And if you fancy something a little more exotic, we can even put our pad thai in your cash kai. Try click and collect at Tesco.com. Every little helps. Selected larger stores, booking charge may apply. See online for full terms and conditions.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no!
Or even...
Oh.
Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.